Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Here's a wonderful truth. God is and always has been compassionate. Even in Old Testament days, when he had to take the lives of sinful people, which was a very sad situation, Ezekiel has reminded us that God does not take pleasure in the death of the wicked. In fact, this was dramatically illustrated when he decided to bring judgment on the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Regardless of their horrible immorality and violent behavior, God promised to spare these people if there were only 10 righteous people living in these cities. Sadly, they couldn't be found. Still more tragic, in Ezekiel's day, God could not find even one righteous person living in Jerusalem. Listen to these very words from God.
I searched for a man among them who would repair the wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, so that I might not destroy it. But I found no one. So I have poured out my indignation on them and consumed them with the fire of my fury. I have brought their actions down on their own heads. This is the declaration of the Lord God.
Well, the Bible does teach that someday God will bring judgment on the whole world that has consistently rejected him. But as Christ's church, we are to be a witness in this world. Listen to the words of Jesus. You are the light of the world. A city situated on a hill cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket, but rather on a lampstand. And it gives light for all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. So let's remember this principle to live by. We're to live virtuous lives in our culture, trusting God to delay his judgment because of the church's righteous presence.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.